Hello everyone. Welcome to Jan Bask Training. Today's discussion topic is 10 things that you must know before starting a career in DevOps. This blog on DevOps career path features a brief intro towards why one should adopt DevOps and why it is in huge demand these days. It would also let you the 10 things that you must know before starting a career in DevOps. Why DevOps? There are numerous advantages to embracing a DevOps culture. The frameworks get delivered quickly and at less expense. Additionally, the system or framework that they deliver is of better quality. DevOps offers an efficient means of running technology-intensive businesses. However, as organizations develop, employees can get categorized into a specific technology or job, for example, database manager or system admin. When you start making these individual silos, individuals will, in general, make the right decision for their specific job instead of a benefit for all or common good. IT divisions generally do not have a common set of incentives and goals. Powell puts it all the more gruffly, the life of an IT person in a complex enterprise environment sucks. Often, he includes, the culture tends to be more blame-oriented, where the stress levels are high and there is total burnout in IT. DevOps is all about being transparent and straightforward, from the code writing stage to framework execution. That transparency prompts a more joyful condition and a lower tendency to assign blame. The DevOps profession isn't just one of the most profitable yet, in addition, a standout amongst the most personally satisfying job among the many career parts of IT today. As indicated by a salary survey by Encapsula, median DevOps salaries are hitting somewhere in the range of $104,000 and $129,230, contingent upon the span of the team and organization. Puppet Lab's State of DevOps report demonstrates that job satisfaction is turning out to be a major aid for the kinds of high-performing IT shops that growing DevOps engineers seek to go along with, you know, the ones whose employees are more than twice as likely to recommend their company as an incredible place to work. Forbes also reported that skilled DevOps professional with just a high school degree earn a median salary of $106,734. An ongoing study of IT salaries uncovered that 46% of organizations plan on hiring DevOps in the coming year. These statistics must be motivating you to start a career in DevOps. Before you make any move, here is a list of 10 things that you must know before starting a career in DevOps. What is DevOps? DevOps is a paradigm shift that supports extraordinary communication and collaboration, also known as teamwork, to foster building better quality software rapidly with greater unwavering quality. It is additionally a mechanization procedure that permits fast, safe and high-quality software development and releases while keeping all the stakeholders on top of it. What DevOps is not? DevOps isn't an individual, a job, or a title. You are not a DevOps engineer, despite the fact that you may call yourself one. DevOps isn't tied in with utilizing a particular set of tools, and it most certainly isn't tied in with renaming your ops team the DevOps team. Understand continuous delivery. Continuous delivery is a robotized procedure for building software that assists its release. It enables you to deploy a feature or upgrade quickly, and with minimal manual intervention. The objective is frequent, and less risky small changes, to get significantly quicker and more focused feedback. The ability to communicate is a must. Sharing and empathy are focal in DevOps as it is in everyday life. Learning not imparted to the team is futile and will simply make a bottleneck. Empathy for everybody in the team and their assignments is likewise critical. You should have empathy for the difficulties that every job brings to make a harmonious working environment. A wide business understanding. A DevOps specialist should have the capacity to see the bigger picture as far as procedures, needs, and constraints are considered. You must be exceptionally comfortable with all sides, development, operations, sales, product, and so on, and you should know how they all cooperate to accomplish the organization's objectives. Be prepared for late nights. DevOps implies ending up always prepared and responding to a customer's needs progressively. Critical events frequently happen in huge and muddled frameworks. Consequently, don't be stunned in the event that you get a 2 a.m. call in case of any emergencies. Questions you can expect to be asked in an interview. As indicated by Mike Box, if the interviewer needs to ensure that you comprehend the framework you'll be working with, they may ask, how does HTTP work? How does a web page show up in a browser? Box exhorts that you may get a question like, how will you plan for migration from one platform to the other? Tell me about the instances regarding the worst run / best run outage you've been a part of and what made it awful, well run? Or what is the purpose behind postmortem meeting? And do you know how to learn from your past mistakes? Programs you need to know. It is highly recommended that you learn tools like Jenkins, Ansible, Chef, and Pup. It is well worth doing it whenever the time permits and with your own dime. Real-time hands-on experience with actual tools and projects and an understanding of best practices can be more significant than a college degree. What you need to know about operations. In case you're coming from the developer side, fanatically get associated with everything your team does, including activities such as deployment, scale, and so on. In the event that your team doesn't do any of that for any number of reasons, head toward the operations team and sit in on a couple of deployments. Understand the role of the database. Your database holds your organization's most important resource. You should see how the database and DBAs fit into the DevOps procedure, with the goal that the database does not turn into the feeble connection holding back the whole application development. Conclusion. DevOps environment is growing at a tremendous pace, creating a huge gap between the demand and supply, resulting in a pay rise. Generally, people have a tendency to take the average salary as motivation to make a shift in their career, which in later stage may not turn out as expected. People working in the DevOps field have a huge responsibility on their shoulders to streamline the process so that it can become fast and efficient. If you are planning to become a DevOps professional, you must understand the role requirements, along with the attributes and skills that are required. You must assess yourself whether you can blend in the DevOps culture and work as an asset or not. We hope you liked this audio. Stay tuned with us for more informative tutorials.